I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The age-old signs you see posted around the state read, "Don't feed the bears." That's good advice for both you and the bear. I'll have a little more about it coming up in just a moment.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. The Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jake's, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
Remember those old Yogi Bear cartoons where Yogi would stifle the park ranger stealing picnic baskets? It was always a funny gag. But in reality, a bear stealing food, or worse, being given food, is no laughing matter. Chris Ryan's bear biologist for the West Virginia DNR and says the bears are coming out of their hibernation right now, lean and hungry, and they'll eat just about anything they can get their paws on.
It's illegal to feed or bait black bears in West Virginia, but you do have some people inadvertently feeding them either through their trash, through pet food that they feed their outdoor animals at times, or through birdseed. I mean, those are our three biggest things.
That is a safety hazard, and it could result in property damage. Chris says take the time to make sure you are not a target.
Best things they can do is to just basically make sure they have all those food sources up. Don't put a lot of smelly things in your trash. Try to rinse your cans out if you have a disposal. Don't put any food scraps in your trash. Feed your pets, outside pets, and make sure there's no food out there after dark, especially. They can definitely take down their bird feeders and store them until next winter. If they choose to leave up their bird feeders, if anything comes around, whether it's raccoons or bears or whatever, take them down immediately and don't put them back up.
We have bears in every West Virginia county now. When one becomes accustomed to eating at the public trough, it normally is curtains for the animal.
The bigger risk is honestly towards the bear. Bears are pretty docile animals, and we've been very lucky that we don't have a lot of direct incidents with bears and people. But anytime you have a wild animal, they are unpredictable, and we obviously don't want them right around people. The bigger risk is really once the bear becomes accustomed to human food sources, we don't have anywhere to put these bears anymore. Like I said, we've got a great population throughout the state, and we can't just move bears anymore. So basically, the old saying, a fed bear is a dead bear, sticks really true throughout many of our counties.
And many of the popular camping spots in West Virginia are right in the heart of bear country. Chris says remember that when you're on a weekend outing.
The recommendations are, pretty much common sense. Try to make sure that you don't put your food out where the bear can get it. Try to have a really clean camp. You should typically try to hang most of your food overnight.
Don't mess with a bear, tempting as it might be, because any wildlife can be dangerous and unpredictable. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.